Class, quiet down. It's time for your first lesson on being an Omega. Everyone here in this classroom presented atypically, but you're all still Omegas. Whether that was a late presentation, maybe it was a false presentation, you could have been bitched, or you simply wanted to transition into an Omega. All Omegas are welcome here. Since you presented atypically, we have classes like this set up, classes to help new Omegas transition into their role. You've probably been living your adult life as a beta only to suddenly become an Omega. Some could see that as exciting. A whole new world has been opened up to them, one that they couldn't get to before. And, well, others see the way Omegas are treated and they only feel fear or loathing for their status. I'm here to help you not only embrace being an Omega, but to help you come to terms with your new body, your new role in our society, and becoming comfortable with your biology. Any questions before I continue? Wonderful. All of you have come to our clinic to ease with this transition. I figured we'd go over a brief history of Omega rights before we get into the core lesson today. Physiology. Omegas in our culture have more rights than they have ever had before. They can be emancipated, they can live on their own, vote, have bank accounts. They're considered free people like betas and alphas. This was not always the case, though. For a while, Omegas were considered on par with pets. You bought one for companionship and trained it to your liking. There was a founding philosophy that Omegas were created to be broken, as messed up as that is, that Omegas find their place through pain and servitude, that Omegas are naturally weak, naturally more submissive, more inclined to do things such as housework or raise children. A silent and obedient Omega was what alphas strive for, adorning them in collars and leashes, teaching them tricks and demanding them to perform it whenever they wanted. Omegas were a lot like dogs to alphas. Now, of course, we don't have such barbaric views. Most folks nowadays agree that Omegas have as much intelligence and autonomy as anyone else. They're not seen as slaves to their biology in a way that they were beforehand. With all that being said, some Omegas still crave that kind of control. It's built into Omegan biology to naturally be more submissive and seek a beta or alpha for guidance. It's why you still see traditional couples today. These traditional couples are usually consensually playing into the older power dynamic, with the Omega being a submissive pet to their dominant alpha. Of course, if that is what the Omega wants, then that is what the Omega should receive. It's evident that with all these rights Omegas have been able to receive, they now have a choice if they wish to be independent or dependent. And it seems that when given the choice, most Omegas prefer something in the middle. They want to do what they want outside of the home, but in the home with their partner, they wish to be told what to do. With advancements in Omega rights, we have learned some interesting things. While Omegas are not considered slaves to their biology anymore, Omegas have a harder time controlling their nature than, say, a beta or an alpha. Being dominant in the workplace is a trait that's admired, while being perceived as submissive is considered a weak trait. It's why you see more alphas in the position of power than Omegas. We also still have stereotypes as a society of Omegas. People don't like to talk about it, but they'll make a face when they see an independent Omega, turn up their nose, make a comment about how you haven't met the right alpha yet. It can get annoying if you're a happily independent Omega. People hold on to these traditional views because they don't seem to understand that Omega independence is about giving the freedom of choice to Omegas. It's not about taking away rights from betas and alphas. It's about giving rights to Omegas. Unfortunately, people with more traditional views don't see it that way. They believe that all omegas belong in the house, on their knees, serving their alpha. Make sense? It's a sad reality, but it's better to rip the band-aid off like this than anything else. I wouldn't feel like a good teacher if I didn't briefly go over a little bit of Omegan history with you. You're all recently presented omegas. This information is very, very important to you if you wish to retain your independence. And I know, there's a few of you in this room that are thinking that this speech wasn't for you. You're going to be a kept omega to an alpha. You're going to be a pet. And that's wonderful if that's what you want. But it would be a disservice to you if I did not let you know that there were other options for omegas. You don't have to just be a homemaker. You don't have to be a breeder for some alpha. You can be anything. So, with all that being said, let's get on to the main lesson. Can I have a volunteer? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Yes, you, honey. Come on up. It's adorable that you didn't think I would take you as my live model. Did you forget? I have a soft spot for you, sweetheart. Today, I'm going to give you a small demonstration on how alpha scent, alpha pheromones, and alpha touch can all affect an omega. It's important for you to see how easily you can lose control if you give yourself over to biology. It's going to be a struggle to fight against me. And if you don't, you'll end up a kept omega. You're going to have to try to keep your responses as minimal as possible. You can't let me know you are having an interaction with my scent, my speech, my touch, none of that, okay? Perfect. What I'm doing right now is letting out a weak variant of my scent. You're going to smell some strawberries and vanilla. I've been told I smell refreshing, actually. Don't you agree? And wouldn't it mix so well with yours? Think of how well they would smell together, Omega. The two scents intertwining with each other, permeating the room. How would it smell to you then, sweetheart? It would smell so good. My hand reaching out to caress your neck, leaning it against your mating gland, unmarked, begging for attention from my mouth. Oh, that's good. You know, the whole class can smell you, honey. You're supposed to be keeping your reactions to a minimum. A simple smell shouldn't be enough to fluster you like this. Class, this is why lessons like this are important. Do you see how my scent has affected this precious omega? Imagine if this was in a public setting. They would be helpless if an alpha decided to come up to them in this situation. That's really not safe for an omega. So, as I retract my scent a bit, you can see they're starting to come back to their senses. Did you even try to resist me, little O? Let's try again then. Try to resist my scent, sweetheart. Smell the strawberries and vanilla swirling around. Feel my body heat right behind you, pressed up against you. Do you see how easy it is to affect an omega when you're an alpha? That's something you need to be aware of when you go outside. It's why we have places like this, to train omegas in case they run into a bad alpha. Now, if I place my hand on your hip and bring you a bit closer, you're going to make a lewd noise just like that. You're giving it up so easily, Omega. I haven't kissed you. I haven't run my hand along your thigh or pressed your mating spots. And yet, you're so flustered. So excited. Whose smell is that, Omega? Huh? It smells like cherries and whipped cream. Is that you, honey? Oh, poor thing. Class, you see how flustered this Omega is just from being scented like this? That means I can go on to my next lesson, actually. I'm going to need you to take all of this off. It's only going to get in the way. Your pants, too. Since you're clearly turned on, I'm going to show them proper Omega anatomy and how it looks when you get slick. When you're done with that, I'm going to put you up on the table, and you're going to put your legs into the holders. While they're occupied with that, class, I'm going to show you how you should look and feel before accepting an alpha cock. You need to make sure that you're properly wet and stretched enough in order to take a knot. If you aren't, a knot could hurt your hole. Sex and knotting isn't supposed to be painful. If an alpha ever tells you that, run for the hills. That's a walking red flag. Are you ready, Omega? Good little O. Up here. Good job. Put your legs up here. Very good. As I move out of the way, you can see that this Omega is only starting to get interested. My scent and pheromones had an effect on them, but it's my job as the alpha to make sure they stay interested. They need to get wet enough for me to fuck them. Do you want me to knot you, honey? Oh, such a sweet Omega. Boop. First, since you're not in heat, we have to stretch you out. I'm going to give you permission to orgasm during this. It's perfectly okay. I know you're a newly presented Omega and everything is still so new and exciting. The feeling of my hands inside you, playing with that special spot that all Omegas have. Sending sparks of pleasure throughout your little body. If you come, you come. We're not doing orgasm training yet. Orgasm training is something that your alpha might opt for depending on your dynamic. It's not something that I am required to teach you, as it's a little too advanced for a first day type of thing. Instead, I want to show you what it looks like to be properly wet for your alpha. Always start with one finger. Make sure you or your partner is sliding it in nice and slowly. It should feel good. Not too intense. It should feel nice. You might feel like you can go for two or three fingers right away. And you're not going to do that. You're going to take your time and open yourself up properly. Or you're going to let your alpha or your beta or whoever your partner is open you up nice and slowly. It's not good to half-ass things, especially if you're going to be taking a knot. When you're outside of your heat, knots can be painful. They're large, they lock you in place with the alpha to ensure mating, and some knots can get to be quite large. It will feel better if you do what I'm doing. Isn't that right, little O? Doesn't my finger feel so good sliding in and out of your wet hole? So good for me. That's it. Yeah. Taking it so well. I'm going to add a second finger because they're so wet. Just look at all that slick they're producing. Such a horny little Omega. Can't control yourself when it comes to an alpha, can you? Oh, Poor thing. It's okay. Alpha's going to take care of you and give you what you need. Just need to stretch you open a little bit more. Focus on how good my two fingers feel inside you. Scissoring you open, fucking in and out, stretching you nice and wide. So good for me, Omega. Yeah. Taking both of my fingers so well. Oh, so good for me. Now, class, it's important for an alpha to talk to the omega they're fucking. You're going to want to talk them through being fingered and fucked. It's comforting for the omega and helps keep them excited. Isn't that right, honey? You just love how much of a slut you turn into when you get something inside you, don't you? Oh, what a good little O. You look so pretty, honey. Keep those legs nice and spread for me. Oh, that's it. So good. Give me access to every inch of your body. None of it should be kept from me or the class. Oh, that's it. That's good. Yeah. Relax into pleasure. Melt into how my hands are playing with you, bringing you this feeling. You haven't even gotten my cock inside you and you're moaning like this. So good for me. That's it, sweetheart. Let Alpha make you feel good. Let Alpha do everything. You just lay back and be pretty for me. All right, Omega? That's it. That's what I want to see. Do you see this, class? Do you see how wide their hole is stretched around my two fingers? It's time to add a third one. Did you see that, class? Did you see how there was no resistance and they accepted my third finger so easily? That's what you're looking for when you're being fucked. You want to be able to fit at least three fingers inside your hole. Preferably four. For this omega right here, we're going all the way up to four fingers before they get what they want. Because the only thing you want right now is my cock, isn't it? Yeah, sweetheart. You think you're stretched enough as is. You can come if you need to. Alpha doesn't mind, honey. I promise. You have permission to come as often as you need. And if you don't want to come, if you don't need to come yet, that's okay too. It's all whatever feels good. Oh, that's it, honey. Yeah. Oh, I know my three fingers feel so good inside you. Thrusting in and out. Stretching you nice and wide to take my knots. That's what you really want, isn't it? Being so good and well-behaved in front of the class in order to earn my knot. Such a polite little thing. So desperate, honey. It's okay. Alpha's here. You're gonna get what you need soon enough. Just be patient. I know that's really hard for you, but I want you to let them hear how much you're enjoying my three fingers fucking you. Come on, get loud for me, Omega. Let everyone know how good this feels. Such a lewd noise. You must really enjoy my fingers spreading inside you. I think I'll add the fourth and final finger, little O. Don't you worry. See, class? See how easily they accept my fourth finger? That's what you're looking for. I know for a fact they'll be able to handle my knot now. Their moaning also helps me, as their partner, understand that what I'm doing feels good. Sex is supposed to be enjoyable for both parties, despite what some traditionalists say. You're feeling good, aren't you? Oh, I thought so. Everyone can smell just how much you're enjoying this. They all know there's a little slut in this room showing everyone their slick hole, getting ready to be fucked by an alpha. You're so desperate, aren't you? Oh, it's so cute. You're so adorable, little O. You want my cock that badly, don't you? Oh, I know you do. Poor thing. So sweet. Such a lovely voice you have, Omega. But that's all the time we have for today's class. I'm already starting to run a little over time. Class, you're dismissed. But you, little Omega, if you want to continue this in a more private place, I would love to properly take care of you. You can find me in my office if you want more, though you might want to put on your clothes first. I look forward to seeing you.